It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Torrential downpours in northwest Iowa caused rivers to swell last week. Floodwaters damaged homes, businesses, and farmland. Federal Emergency Management Agency officials are assessing the area to see if it qualifies for federal help. I took a trip to Siouxland, where residents are still cleaning up from the flood and hoping the storms stay away. When the Rock River flooded, a third of the people who live in Rock Valley had to evacuate their homes. It's something the town's mayor, Kevin Van Otterloo, says this town of more than 3,000 people never dreamed would happen.
There's been nothing even close to what this level was, but we've had a few before, but nothing even remotely close to this.
Van Otterloo says when the water started rising, volunteers from communities all over the region showed up to help sandbag, some working 48 hours straight. State officials say public infrastructure sustained at least $15.5 million worth of damage in the state, and that doesn't include the homes in Rock Valley and other parts of this region that were destroyed.
Some of those are city workers and some of them are just like from different youth groups just helping out.
Don DeWitt walks me down Main Street. There are piles of destroyed furniture and possessions on curbs. Cars air out on driveways, doors opened with dirt-caked interiors. There's a constant chorus of generators and sump pumps echoing throughout the neighborhoods.
Yeah, his house went under, but also then his school was being sandbagged around also.
We stop at the house of Laura Westra, who's sitting on her front deck cleaning dishes and souvenirs that were stored in her basement.
A lot of it came through the sewer. The toilet was running over all the time. We had plugged all the drains, but the toilet kept running over. We hadn't plugged that.
She says her finished basement, which has never had a leak, had 5 feet of standing water. Westra doesn't have flood insurance. Nobody here does. Employees at Rock Valley Christian watched Westra's neighborhood fill up and move towards their school. Brad Viss is the principal and says the school's basement flooded, but the school was not severely damaged like many of the homes in the neighborhood.
We have a next-door neighbor here, sends his kids to our school, and as we're praying that the flood waters don't take our school, he's unloading his main floor. It's like, how does this work? Okay, how does this work? Well, how does that make sense? And it doesn't.
All the floodwater that collects in these rivers up here makes its way south to Sioux City.
Woodbury County tends to get a lot of the water from the north. The hills kind of turn into the flatlands down here, so we're kind of at the bottom of the drain, so to speak.
That's Gary Brown, Director of Emergency Services for Woodbury County. This was the worst flooding to hit the region since 2011, when the Missouri River stayed high for months. Brown says weather patterns are changing.
What we need is these weather systems to not park. What we saw last week were weather systems that just literally got here and continue to develop and redevelop on top of themselves. We had one severe thunderstorm east or west of Sioux City that stayed in one spot for 3 hours. It dumped over 6 inches of rain in one spot and had a tornado inside of it most of that 3 hours.
Brown says every hour the area stays dry is an extra amount of rain the region can take on the next time storm clouds roll in. But with forecasters estimating a cooler and wetter summer, this kind of weather pattern could be here to stay. In Rock Valley, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.